Let's see if we can get this Christmas wish done if we fixed our technical problems. This one is an important one, and I wanted to make sure that everybody can be heard clearly. Hopefully on the line with us right now is Clara and Chet Wickersham.
Good morning.
Good morning. Chet, how are you?
Yeah, hi, Wolf. I'm here.
Oh, that's much, much better, Chet. Thank you.
Okay. Now,
I notice you're British.
Yes, I am.
Where are you from?
Yeah. I'm from Newcastle in England.
Very nice.
And, I'm over here on holiday for Christmas to visit my mother.
Now, your mother, Clara, is on the phone with us right now. When you wrote the letter, I understand she was home, but she's now in the hospital, correct?
That's right, yes. Yeah, things are not going well with her.
Clara, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
How are you feeling?
I'm trying to just stay calm and take care of myself. You've got my son there.
Hi, yes. Mom.
Hello, love.
Mom, how can you hear me? I love you, Mom.
I love you too, my sweet.
Now, you are on the radio, Clara. I need to tell you that.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Now, do you have any specific orders to stay calm? I don't want to say anything to upset you.
No, I just have to pace myself. You understand, I'm sure.
I do, Clara. Thank you. Now, your son, Chet, wrote me a beautiful letter. I'd like to read it to you, if I may.
Yes, that would be lovely.
Okay. Chet writes, "Dear Wolf, I'm writing to you on behalf of my mother, Clara. She's been a loving mom and has always managed to do the best that she could by her kids. She worked as a coal miner in Newcastle, England, until she was able to scrape up enough money to move me and my 7 siblings to upstate New York in the early 60s. Unfortunately for mom, she contracted black lung disease from her work in the mines, which led to heart complications. My mom, Clara, has had 15 bypass operations and lives each day of her life in great discomfort. The 8 of us, through great personal sacrifice, have managed to keep her medical bills paid. But there's one thing we'd like to do for Mom, and that is, and we can't afford to do it. Insurance will only cover 25%. Wolf, Chet writes, it would mean a lot to all 8 of us if through your association with Albany Medical Center, you'd be able to get our mom the new heart she so desperately needs and keep us from the painful notion that each and any Christmas might be her last. Signed, her loving son, Chet."
What a wonderful wish.